6. I'm going to be reading actually out of the New International Version, and I apologize. You're fine if you're with the King James Version, but there's one word change in the New International Version. Is it quick to change that, David? International Version says, "Then they gathered around him and asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?'" Verse 7, he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Let's go back to verse 6. Thank you, Daniel. "Then they gathered around him and asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?'" Keep your Bibles open. "He said to them, 'It is not for you to know.'" It is not for you to know. Let me say that one more again. "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set." This came about a week and a half ago, Erica. "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power." Somebody say power. "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." I just want to lift up one word out of that text. I want to talk this Sunday morning from the subject, when. That's what I want to talk about this Sunday morning, when. Today is the day that we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit about 1,987 years ago. It's on that day that the Holy Ghost descended on the disciples and others while they were gathered in an upper room. Jesus had been sojourning on the earth for about 40 days. He had come and gone, had talked with them, had ate with them, fried fish for them on the Sea of Galilee. And then he disappeared for about 10 days. For 40 days, as we know, that number 40 is the period of preparation. 40 days he hovered with them, he sojourned with them, and then he left them again. And 10 days later, while these disciples were held up in an upper room, after they had selected Matthias to be the 12th disciples, before they had only had 11 because Judas had committed suicide. And nothing can happen to the number 11 because the number 11 stands for confusion. And it's after they had selected the 12th, and the number 12 means justice and order, that the Holy Spirit was able to descend upon them on the day of Pentecost. When they were all in one place and all on one accord, Jesus and the Holy Ghost showed up. When they were all in one place, all on one accord, that's when Jesus and the Holy Ghost showed up. You wonder why there might be problems in your church in your fellowships, in your organizations, because you ain't all in one place, and you ain't all on one accord. Jesus and the Holy Ghost can only show up when you're all in one place, and you're all on one accord. I am not lying. I am in the pulpit. I have got on my cross. I am in church, so you know I ain't going to lie right now. But not now. We have never taken a vote here at the Brooklyn Northeast Church. Never taken a vote. You can't vote on vision. I'm glad that God has gave me a leadership team that supports the vision that God has given us. Never taken a vote on anything. Never raised a hand. Never had a secret ballot. Because Jesus and the Holy Ghost is in the midst. And when we're all in one place and we're all on one accord, that's when the Holy Ghost will show up. So on the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is descended and sent from heaven. And then they ask Jesus, is it now that you are going to restore the kingdom to Israel? We've heard the prophets. We know what Isaiah told us. We know that you had to die now. We understand it. We've come to terms with it. We're still dealing with our grief, but we've come to terms with your death. We understand that it was a purpose, and maybe the purpose is for you to send that Holy Ghost, and that maybe that Holy Ghost is the third part that's going to help you. But now isn't the time that you are going to restore the kingdom to Israel. Now isn't the time that you will be called wonderful so that our lives might be wonderful. Is it now that you will take over the government because the government we got right now is not working? Now is the time where the government not be upon your shoulders. Now is it the time where you will really be the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace? When is the scripture, and when is what Isaiah told us going to happen? Now is it the time that you're going to fulfill what Isaiah said, that you will be in charge and you will restore peace in Israel, and make us the head and not the tail? They asked Jesus, are you now going to restore the kingdom to Israel so that we no longer have to suffer under Rome? And they get no answer. Now, God, is it the time that you're going to restore us that we can live in peace? And he replied, no man knows the day nor the hour. No man knows the day nor the hour. No, nobody knows the time when the Father will set his own authority over this place called earth. Because you've seen what has happened over this last week. We are descended upon almost anarchism. But there is no authority. There is no power. And Jesus says, nobody knows the day nor the time when God will set his authority back on the earth. But he says, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes. You're looking for power right now from on high, to get rid of the power that you see down low. You're looking for power on high to get rid of the power that you see down low. But no man knows the day nor the hour when the power up high is going to get rid of the power down low. But when? When all this confusion ends. God, we were already dealing with the coronavirus. We were already dealing with our exile, already dealing with our quarantine. We wanted to know when that was going to be over. When can we go back to normal? When can we go back to the movie theater? When can we go back out to eat? When can we go back out to travel? We wanted to know before all this, when can we go back to our normal life? When can we go back to church? When can we go out with hanging with our friends? When can we have our cookout? When can we do what we want to do again? We already have been asking God the question when, and now this happens. For those of us who are African American, we want to ask the question, when is this going to stop, God? How much longer you have to wait for you to end this police brutality? How much longer, God, do we have to wait for our neighbors to see us as their neighbor? Oh, they claim they know how to love you. They claim they know how to honor that first commandment to love you with all their hearts and all their minds and have no other God before you, God. But it seems like a lot of them are having a problem following number two, that you said it's just as important as number one, to love thy neighbor as thyself, because, God, you know it's kind of hard for them to love you and not love people you have created. So we're struggling down here, God, asking the question, when they going to live out what they claim? How can they be pro-life before birth but don't care about anybody else's life after birth? How can you be pro-death penalty but don't care about someone dying by the hands of some bad cop on the streets of America? How can you believe in justice, but you don't allow justice to roll down like a mighty stream? Why are you allowing justice to happen on the streets of America, not in the courthouse of America, as you claim? When are you going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? When are you going to allow all this to stop happening to just a certain group of people? When are you going to allow them to stop killing innocent people? When is this looting and this rioting going to be over? Why have we returned back to the era of the 60s, God? When is all this radicalism going to be over? And when is the rhetoric that comes out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that gives a green light to this mess? Give those who have no power a sense of temporary power. When, God? That's what we're asking today. And it's okay to ask God some questions. It's okay to ask God some questions. Job had to ask some questions. Abraham had to ask some questions. Even Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, had to ask his Father some questions. When are you going to let this cup pass? Unfortunately, Jesus didn't have a concrete answer, and I don't have a concrete answer. I wish I could come and tell you when it's going to end. I wish I could come and tell you when we're going to live up to the true creed of our country, that all men are created equal with inalienable life to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I wish I could tell you that if we put some new laws on the books, that it's going to change some things. I wish I could tell you if we get a new president in the White House, it's going to change some things. I wish I could tell you if you start singing Kumbaya, invite other people to your cookouts, that some things are going to change. I wish I could tell you that racism is going to be over by 2021. I wish I could tell you that bigotry will leave when Corona leaves. I wish I could tell you. But I don't have that right to tell you because I don't know. But let me tell you what I do know. And it's right here in the text. The Bible says, in between now and then, you will receive power. Let me tell you, I don't have the answers. I can't tell you when it's going to be over. I don't tell you when our lives will be respected. I don't tell you when the Vista will be cleaned up. I don't know when Atlanta is going to be cleaned up. I don't know when D.C. is going to be cleaned up. I don't know when Raleigh is going to be cleaned up. I don't know when New York is going to be cleaned up. I don't know when L.A. is going to be cleaned up. I don't know when all these looters are going to go back to where they come from. I don't know when it's going to get better. But let me tell you what I do know. I do know, based upon the Word of God, that between then and now, rather now and then, God says, I'm going to give you power. He says, between then, or now and then, I don't want to get so close to then, between now and then, I'm going to give you power. And I believe that the reason why we as a people have been able to get through with everything we've gotten through in life, because God has given us the power of the Holy Ghost. I just
confusion right now. But between now and then, you're going to get power. Say power. Say power. Say power. Say power. Power. Say power. Come on, Holy Ghost. Heavenly Dove. All that quickening power. Send the flame of sacred love into these cold hearts of ours. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. If you know the Lord's all right, then you know everything's going to be all right. It's going to work out. I said it's going to work out. Some way. Somehow. It's going to work out for my good. Some way. Somehow. I believe. I believe. I believe. We're going to make it. 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 Somewhere. Somehow. We're going to make it. With the power. 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 We're going to make it. Somewhere.
Father, we come to you right now on bended knees. It's the only power that we have. Praying peace for America. Heal our land. Heal our hurts. Heal our pain. Heal our frustration. Heal our desire to get revenge. Heal our desire to take matters into our own hands. Heal and restore our land. Pray right now for our mayor, Steve Benjamin. Pray for our city council members who have to now help clean up Columbia. Pray for the mayor of D.C. and my friend Charlotte Vine in Charlotte, North Carolina. Keisha Bottoms in Atlanta and other mayors across this nation who have to now clean up their communities. We know outsiders did a lot of this damage. Just like when you died, Jesus, there were outsiders who were just in town. They started a riot in Jerusalem. Mob violence once again, God. But we know everything's going to be all right, God. We can't live in fear. There's no hope in fear. There's no progress in fear. The progress is believing. Your holy word and your holy way. Help us to have the faith to know that somehow, some way, no matter what comes our way, we're going to make it.
Oh, I know somehow
Lord.